Hi, and welcome to the DIY Photo Organizing Podcast, focusing on topics to help you with your photo management. I am Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I am Chantelle from Photos in Order. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Chantelle. Good to talk again.
Likewise, it's always good. And today we're talking about a very cute topic in some sense, not so much in photo management though, because it can be a bit hard. So what we want to talk today is about how to basically keep on top of your photo management when a new baby arrives to your family. And we all know, and we've been there ourselves, that yes, you know, everybody takes a lot of pictures when a new baby is born, right?
And our best intentions are often not met with reality.
Yeah. So in a way, Fiona, we have been lucky because when our kids were born, we did have mobile phones, but phone cameras were not really a thing yet. And hence, we automatically took fewer photos than people do these days.
Yeah.
Because we carry our camera on us all the time.
Yeah. That's right. And my kids, my firstborn is a 2000 baby. So that was my first sort of introduction into the world of photos. So I've got the old video, you know, with the old camera. Oh, goodness me. And so definitely very different world, I'm sure, for you and your family with your kids too. And then obviously as cameras came in, digital cameras came in, and then phones, very different way of taking photos, really.
And we take many photos because it's so easy. So today we just want to talk about, we know, you know, a new baby, it's exciting, it's wonderful, but it can also be exhausting. We're tired a lot of the times. And so, you know, plans and daily routines sometimes just simply go out the window. And this can't, I think personally, it can probably not be avoided. Even for the most disciplined and organized people, it can be, you know, also a sort of a, not a hard time, I don't want to say a hard time, but it, you know, time to adjust and yeah. And so we wanted to share a few tips that hopefully will make it easier if you do expect a new baby. To stay at least a little bit on top of your photos after the baby has arrived.
Yes.
So do you want to share our first tip, Fiona?
All right. So the first one is be prepared, and I'm going to put in brackets here, as much as possible. But if you're listening to this podcast and maybe you haven't had the baby yet, or maybe you have other children and you're expecting another baby, if you can be prepared as much as possible to have your systems in place ahead of time so that you know, and we've got lots and lots of episodes on how to do, you know, your backups and all about the management system. And if you have the opportunity to put those things in place, and get as much of your work done ahead of time, so that when the baby arrives, you can start to transfer the photos into a system that already exists. So this is our first real suggestion, would be as prepared as possible, because obviously there's going to be a lot of changes to yourself as far as your energy levels, the family and things around you. So you may not have much time to do a lot of that sort of implementation, you know, a few minutes here and a few minutes there. And you know, we can talk about some practical things with that. But if you can have something of a daily routine that you can add this into with your photo management, be prepared and think about that now. So that's our first step.
Yeah,
Think
and
about
also,
that. Go.
yeah, and actually also try to, start implementing it if you haven't done so already. If you think like, okay, once baby's here, I might have like 5 minutes every day, I can do that. That's my plan. Start that routine now. And, try that and hone your skills, because then that will make it easier. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, say for example, let's talk practical. If you're in your plan, being prepared, you're going to say, in the mid-morning sleep, I'm going to go through my photos from the day before,
Yeah.
let's say. So, if you're going to, if that is plan, if that's your plan, prepare, practice that now, and give yourself time to sit. And obviously, if the baby hasn't arrived, then that's different. Or maybe you're in that situation where the baby has arrived and you're listening to this. Play around with what time that's going to be, but yeah, get that routine in place, and practice and implement that now.
And just to be clear, we're not talking about, a huge photo management project where you gather all your photos and you curate 40,000 photos from your backlog. That's not what we're talking. Don't do that now, please. That's not the time. Just make sure it's backed up. Yes. And by the way, if you do need help with that, don't forget to check out the courses that we've got. Our affiliates on our website. Miss Freddie has really good courses about those sort of topics, so check that out. So we're talking small steps here and more maintenance, not the big, huge project. Yeah.
And look, just on that really quickly, Chantelle, I think sometimes when if we're new into the world of having a family, we may think we're going to have all this time and I'm going to get all my photos organized. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that we've heard that from from people, is it?
Yeah.
And it is true. It really is something that we're making a suggestion. Put those big plan projects aside just for now, and let's take some steps to get on top of those, the daily photos, or within a week. It's amazing how many we can take. Anyway, be prepared and start your routine and implement as soon as you can.
Okay, so another tip from us, and we think you might not be very happy to hear that tip, is basically nip it in the bud. Try to take fewer photos, and we know that's very difficult because babies are cute. They simply are, and we're in love with them, and we take tons of photos. But we encourage you to take, maybe try to take a few photos, but with more purpose. And think about, that's where the why, our second golden rule, comes into place. And again, we have plenty of episodes about that. So if you already know that eventually you would like to do an annual photo book or a book for the child to give them to their for their 18th or 21st birthday, something like that. Or if you want them to have copies of the most important milestones, or create other books and things like that. When you know that why and where you want to go, you often take different photos because you know the purpose. Okay, now I want, this is what I want to do, and now I take that photo. So very, with that purpose behind it, I think that's a good start as well.
Yeah, I do. And also just remember when you're being purposeful in those photos, jump in the photo. Remember to
Yes.
get in there as well.
Yeah.
We are better, I think, these days of doing the selfies with the group. But even just to ask someone else, just give the phone or the photo, you know, the camera or whatever to someone else and actually jump in. That's a little tip as well. But yeah, definitely on purpose. And I know that, you know, you see different people doing like this is the first month photo, the second month photo, and we have 12 photos. And this sort of concept is what we're saying, bring that in to your photo taking in this area. And then when you've got the time, that the little pockets of time that you're taking to go through the photos, say from that day or the day before, that's when you really pick the one or two or five, or you know, we're not putting a limit on this, but pick those ones with purpose. Yeah. And yes, so that's
And I
so helpful. I mean, I know,
yeah.
I think we're looking back, you know, because we see these photos 10 years down the track and we see thousands, and it's hard to see, you know, to because it's just a little, you know, smirk of a smile different on that photo and a little tilt of the head different on that photo.
It's hard to choose, you know, it is. And also talking about the purpose, what we've noticed when we did some research about this episode was that oftentimes second or third or fourth born kids, you know, whoever is not the first born, they a lot of the times they're not in photos by themselves. They're always with a sibling. So again, the purpose comes in here. Make sure, you know, be mindful to also take some photos with those other children alone. Like if it's a second born, take pictures with that kid alone, not just with their sibling all the time. And the same with, you know, having mom and dad in the picture. Make sure of that. And it seems to be a fact. We didn't do studies, but you know, do some research, and it seems to be a fact that second, and what's the word for it? Further born kids, like you know,
Other
who
siblings,
other
subsequent
siblings,
siblings.
subsequent siblings, that's a good word. Subsequent siblings, they're being photographed a lot less than first born in the first place. And then they're being photographed a lot of the times with their siblings. So it's just something to be a bit mindful of, I think, to I'm not saying to keep it fair and to count photos, but I'm always thinking like, well, if I had five kids, the poor fifth child probably would hardly have any photos. Poor thing. But
Yeah, no, that's good. Very good. All right, moving on to number three, we have which we've sort of touched on a little bit, but really be mindful about your daily photo management routine. So we're talking about making sure you do remove the ones that you know aren't your best shots, that are not going to make it into an album. They are not going to be something that you're wanting to pass on to others, and you really can make those decisions and remove them from your library. Keep the ones that you want to obviously keep, and then love heart those favorite ones. So helpful, and you've already done it in your mind. You already know which one the favorite is. It's instinctual. You just know, oh, I love that one. Just love heart it right there and then, just as you've looked through, even when you've just taken that photo. And also, as far as a daily routine, if you can do those two things, get rid of the ones that you know you're not going to leave to other people in time to come, or you know, look back and add into an album or something like that, and you've got plenty of photos from that moment, remove those, love heart, and then also caption if you can. Pop a little comment in, and it's so easy now, regardless of which kind of phone you have and which kind of app you're looking at. And we're not going into all of that right here and now. But write a little caption on that photo You can touch the photo if it's on an iPhone, slide up, you can get all the details underneath. There's, lots of ways. Google it or ask us. I think we even have an episode, Chantel, maybe on some of those details, do we?
I think we do have one about metadata, but that's more how to add it on a computer, I think.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to do one in the future then. But yeah, really cut if you write a little caption, just to remember what that smile was about or that funny moment that you were in stitches about, or you just, can't wait to share with someone else that they did and you've captured it. But in time we really do forget those things, and they're beautiful, and you really will be grateful in time to come that you just took those few moments to grab that, if that was a really something very memorable and special. So yeah, that's just have that as part of your daily routine. It really can make a difference for future projects, and also reflecting on these photos.
So jumping from the daily routine, we'd also encourage you to have maybe, look, that's very individual, a weekly or a monthly routine where you do things like transferring your phone photos to your photo hub. And curate it further there if needed, or maybe you prefer to add the captions or comments in your hub and you do it there. Again, we encourage you to prepare in terms of note what metadata you want to add once your photos are in your collection on your hub. So make a note about what keywords you think you might want to use so that you don't have to think too much. You just do it like on a weekly or a monthly basis, ideally, so that also, you have the backup sorted and it's all there, and you don't have to, after a year or two, deal with thousands and thousands of photos all at once. It's much easier to break it down. And we, of course, recommend to put that in your planner or in your diary so that we don't forget it, because our lives are just too busy. We need to write it down somewhere and to plan
Schedule.
for it. But if you do it on a regular basis, it doesn't take that much time. And you don't have to curate and add keywords and whatnot if you feel that's too much, but at least make sure that they're transferred and backed up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as we're talking about this, if you're thinking, whichever stage you are at, maybe you're not, you don't have a baby on the way, you know somebody else who does, or you've got your own photos from when your kids were younger, I really would encourage you just start now. All these different tips that we're doing, if you've got a 6 month old, and you haven't done these types of things and done a weekly plan and a monthly backup of the, just start now with and move forward from that time, and just give yourself that grace of not having done it when they were, younger or whatever. But yeah, just encourage you to start now with that.
Very good. So we've got one last point
Last
there.
one. Now, this one is about our social world that we're in when we have babies, and everyone has different views on the posting of photos, and so we don't hold any view on that. Obviously, that's a very personal choice. If you are posting photos of your kids, just become aware again of your privacy settings, and just have a conscious thought about what you do want out there. And once they're out there, we really can't bring them back in from the ether. That they really are out there, and difficult to sort of gather all of our photos we've ever posted back. I don't think that's a thing, actually. Anyway, that's another episode. But as far as our privacy goes, just be aware and also communicate with others around you on what your views are. If you have a view that you're more than happy for people, grandparents, family, friends to share photos of them with your child or the baby themselves or whatever that is, then express that freely to them. And then also, just as much if you don't and you have a different preference, and not to, or just to ask permission first before they share, just be aware that this is your right. And be confident that I know it's a difficult thing sometimes to express a view which is different to others, but just be mindful that this is an area for you to think about, is your own privacy, your own sort of boundaries around that, and then being able to communicate that with your loved ones as well.
And we do have a separate episode where we had Alison Friedman as a guest. She talks in a lot of detail about privacy. So check that out if that's something you'd like to hear more about.
Definitely. Wonderful. Well, that is it for this one. I really hope that you've got some inspiration. And just as a little side note, remember our second kids? In that survey, in the research that we were looking at, Chantel came up with an amazing stat. 87% of mothers notice fewer photos of their subsequent kids. So, three quarters admit that they just don't have as many photos as their other kids. So, and that they also include siblings for the photos that they do have. So, yeah, not a lot alone. So, interesting figures there. So, just be mindful of that for your other little ones to come.
And enjoy the time, it goes so quickly. I
Oh, I
know they'd
know.
like 20, and where did the time go?
Yeah, 23, 24 this year. Goodness me. Almost 18 and 14. And how old are yours now, Chantel?
Almost 18 and almost 20.
Oh, goodness. Yes. My goodness.
And I am working actually through my own collection, and I have just come across all those baby photos, and yes, it is. It's so nice to look back. It's like, oh, they were so cute. They still are, just different.
of course, just different. Oh, actually, one thing, one more tip. I'm going to add in another one. When you're going through and looking and love hearting and things like that on your photos with your daily routine, if you've taken videos, which is very common now too, take that time to, in that moment, if you can, trim down to the key bit that you know is the precious moment in those 5 minutes that you've taken the video of, or 20 minutes or half an hour or whatever it is, or keep the whole thing if it's the whole thing's them giggling with such joy that you would just want to keep the whole thing. But those beautiful snapshots of them in the videos are really precious as well. And so, but it can be very overwhelming when we have thousands of them to go through to find those moments. And it's extremely hard to find that time to watch the entire 5 minutes. But we're talking about 100 photos, 100 videos now. So we've got 500 minutes to go through and find those nuggets of moments.
Yeah, that's
So
a really good
include
point.
that one. Yeah, include that one in your daily routine on your when you're going through. Include, make sure you include those videos as well. And it's really easy on your phones now to just trim it, and then you've got that section and it's all done. So because like we hold the phone, don't we? And 3 minutes goes by, and then there's that smile that we were wanting to capture. We get it. But just remove those 3 minutes leading up, that's all.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it for us today.
Yes.
But thanks so much for joining us. Chantelle, it's always a pleasure
It is.
to chat. And just as you're listening, yeah, remember to pop over and have a look at those courses if there's something in there. In regards to this episode, yeah, a lot of Miss Freddie's courses are great for little bite-sized things that you can do as well, and some real DIY work on the photo in that moment. So that's why we're suggesting some of her stuff, which is really good for this rather than the bigger project type work. But yeah, if you've got any other ideas or something that you'd like us to go through, please just click on our wish list that is either in the email that you got or in the show notes on the website. And as always, it's a pleasure having you with us. Good luck with all your baby photos, and or sharing the joy of those around you, with a newborn as well. So I'm Fiona from Photo Helper.
And I'm Chantelle from Photos in Order. Thanks for listening in and happy photo organizing and enjoy your baby.
Bye.
Bye.